We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good now? Okay. No idea. I didn't change anything. Just sounds like I'm in the bathroom. Interesting. I didn't change anything. Whatever. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome to Jack Ramsey's After Dark, where nothing works, apparently. I don't change anything, and it just decides to go ahead and keep going. So, let's get into it, though. My goodness, the Blazers pull off an astounding win. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Gremlins. That's 100% what I'm going to go with, because I have no idea what the hell is happening at this point in time. Blazers pull off an astounding win. I don't think anybody, I mean, the folks in the desert, and I'm not talking Phoenix, definitely didn't pick this, because at last look, the Blazers were a plus 12 and a half tonight, coming into tonight's game. Plus 12 and a half. For them to pull off this game is tremendous. It shows off the depth of the team. It shows off just how tremendously well-built and balanced they are compared to where they have been in years. And it shows you that they've got real dudes. Where in the past, if you had taken Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum off the team, it was nothing. Nothing. Let's kind of start from the back to front. Blazers come out and their game. And I think the fact that they didn't get punched in the face right away makes them feel like, okay, we can be in this game. Because they won one singular quarter. One singular quarter tonight. One. That was the second quarter where they won 34-21, and it was tremendous. But the Blazers are down 25-28 after one. They're in the game. Jeremy Grant is starting to get going. Justice Winslow is keeping them afloat. The Blazers are doing what they need to do. Shaedon Sharpe is doing some stuff. And you get into this game, and the longer it went, and the more that they weren't put away early, the more they believed, the more they bought in, the more competitive they got, the more active they got, the more disruptive they got. You look at it tonight, the Blazers only get 12 fast break points, but 52 points in the paint, and you heard what deep into the third quarter when Corey Jez came on, the Blazers were shooting 82% at the rim. So for the Phoenix Suns, they start the game 5 of 7 from 3. 5 of 7 from 3. And you start wondering, what's going on here? What's going on here? There was some shooting luck. They just knocked some stuff down, and they weathered the storm. They were effective. They were aggressive, and they stuck to it. Obviously, a tremendous shout-out is going to go to Jeremy Grant tonight, who finishes with 30 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds. Listen, the guy doesn't rebound. It's okay. They've got other guys who do that, and they do it relatively well. On a game tonight, the Blazers won the rebounding battle 42-39. Again, won the rebound battle 42-39. So, But again, Jeremy Grant, 30 points, 5 assists, a couple of blocks, couple of rebounds, shot 10 of 17, 1 of 3 from 3, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. His ability to get to the free throw line was tremendous tonight. Grant took 11 of the Blazers' 15 free throws, which is insane when you think about how much they shot at the rim. They were not getting calls. They don't have guys that generate calls, and that was something they had to battle through tonight. But let's kind of get into the game flow here. After the first quarter, the second quarter, the Blazers turned it on. The shooting luck went woof out the window for the Phoenix Suns. Out the window. They could not hit anything. They get 21 in the quarter. The Blazers get 34. They get a 10-point lead going to the half. They clamp down. The second unit was tremendous. The impact in the box score here is not going to be this crazy thing. But I want to give Jabari Walker some love here. He finishes with 2 points, an assist, 3 rebounds, 1 offensive, and a steal. But there was something in that quarter that stood out to me a ton that happened in the second quarter and happened again in the fourth quarter. Jabari got his first real minutes that wasn't garbage time in an NBA game, and both times he was out there, he was roaming the back line, pointing, calling, directing. This is a rookie. That means from the top down with Chauncey all the way down to the guy who's not going to play most nights understands what the role is. That's effectiveness throughout your team. That's buy-in throughout your team. That's dudes on your team understanding their roles. And that is a roster that makes sense. That's huge. And you can see it. And I call out Jabari here because he's literally on the bottom of the pecking order, bottom of the pole, whatever you want to call it. And even he's getting out there and getting doing that. Drew Eubanks, tremendous tonight. 5 of 5. I think he dunked everything. Gets out there, gets a couple rebounds, gives a bit of a red ass, physical. Nasir Little comes out, knocks down shots. He was a plus 10 tonight. I think he was the best for the Blazers tonight. Yeah, he was a plus 10 tonight. Just fantastic minutes from Nas. Aggressive on every level. 2 of 4 from 3. That bench group was just incredibly active. Keon was 4 of 13 tonight, but he had to be a guy that had to get shots up. Tonight, he was one of the only guys who can dribble, pass, and shoot. And so you saw the limitations of a young guy, but you saw them. You never saw Keon stop. And we talked about this the other night against Memphis when I said, listen, I'm not a moral victory guy, but they never let go of the rope. They did not let go of the rope tonight. It didn't matter when the Suns came out in the third quarter and dropped 31 on them. It didn't matter when the Suns got the lead late in the fourth quarter. They didn't let go of the rope. They kept clawing. They kept fighting. They kept being there. But that's the thing is, and I don't expect them to do this every night. They're probably going to go out and they're going to get handled tomorrow by Phoenix. They are gassed. I mean, you look at the minutes played tonight. Jeremy Grant, 39. Josh Hart, 39. Nurk, thankfully, only 24. Justice, 32, and he was gassed. Shaden, 28. That's his high. Nasir, 24. Keon, 23, but it was a rough 23. You could tell he was tired multiple different times because initiating the offense is so difficult. So, so difficult. Eubanks plays 23. Jabari plays 10. Before we get into it any further, as far as injury stuff, I was told that tomorrow is when Trendon hopes to make his return, so getting a body there will be remotely useful for sure. I don't know about Dame. I haven't talked to anybody tonight. I will make that call tomorrow and see if I can find out anything in the morning. I will say I talked to Ant for back and forth in the text, and you know, I at this point, unless there's a change, I don't think Ant's going to go tomorrow. So, that's the injury stuff out of the way. The Blazers did what they needed to do. And what was really impressive tonight, talking about a defensive standpoint, I have beaten Nurk over the head about coming out and switching too easily. And it almost bit him, but he recovered a couple times and he kept Booker from being supremely effective. Book finished 8 of 21, which 25 on 21 shots, not great. Book does get to the line, 6 for 6, 3 of 7 from 3. Had some assists, but he was sloppy. 5 turnovers for him, 4 turnovers for Ayton. You look at the turnovers tonight, 17 apiece for the Trailblazers and the Suns. Wash your hand of it. The Blazers didn't have a primary ball handler, had 17 turnovers. I'll take it and run. Run, 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 Run away. You will take that literally every single night and run. Wrapping up the game itself, that fourth quarter was tremendous. The Blazers had built themselves just enough of a lead to get things done. They built themselves enough of a lead to figure it out.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Because they didn't have the weapons. And you saw just how difficult stuff was. And I say this to come back to the defense. Nurk got caught above the free throw line a couple times defensively, but he came back and recovered, and his teammates helped him. And I saw a team that was connected. You saw some mistakes from young guys. There was the possession where Chauncey kind of rolled his heads back when Shaden dribbled out the shot clock. Jeremy Grant had posted up. Keon cleared through middle. I thought Keon probably should have cleared all the way through to the corner because when the ball reversed, it got to Shaden. It should have been a swing, but nobody else was deeper into the corner. I don't think Shaden realized where the clock was and that you get those kind of mistakes. But I thought for the most part, the young guys played pretty mistake-free basketball considering what they did tonight. You think about the young guys. Keon played real minutes. Jabari played real minutes. Shaden played real minutes. I mean, Jabari's 10 minutes, Keon 23, Shaden 28. You had those three guys playing real contributor minutes in high-leverage situations, and they didn't crap the bed. That has got to make the Blazers feel good. From a process standpoint, this is what you want to see. This is what you want to see. I thought Nurk had a really bad first half. He was 1 of 6, 3 rebounds, a turnover, didn't pick up a personal foul. He just did not have it. Jeremy Grant had it. Now, flip side, I told you I was going to give Nurk his credit when he deserves it. Nurk, second half, 5 of 7, 5 rebounds, and was it 12 points? 2 for 2 from 3? Huge. Nurk and Grant were their leading scorers in the second half. When they didn't have their shot creators and Damon Ant and other guys were elevated in the positions that they weren't comfortable being in and don't belong in regularly, is that Yusuf Nurkic showed up. Now, he's taken those threes before, and it's been frustrating at minimum and mind-melting at worst, but he's stepping up and knocking them down. Ant said it the other night that, you know, if he's wide open and he's taking those shots, he's fine with me. They have trust in him there, and he's knocking him down, and I'm starting to believe in him. Like, he's got a solid enough stroke, and he has had one for long enough that you kind of think that it was going to be there, but it just hasn't ever truly materialized. I do like what I saw from this team in multiple different sets. Just kind of go through, like, the overall themes of the game. They were shorthanded, and when they needed to go to the well, they did. The well in the first half was Jeremy Grant, and they went to that well, and he kept going. 7 of 8 in the first half, just cooking. Excuse me, 7 of 9. 18 points, just mid-range hunting, just nastiness. Stuff you can't do anything about. But they knew, go to the well, go to the well, go to the well. Because when it's you never know when the getting's good of when it's going to stop. And when you don't have shot creators, ride it. Ride it, ride it, ride it. Justice Winslow, 4 of 8. He had 8 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds in the first half. He was on triple-double watch for most of the night. He finishes the night, 12 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds, 6 of 12. Little golf clap for Justice. Justice was your de facto point guard tonight, your point guard center. It was very interesting because he was initiating the offense, getting things going, and the next thing you know, you'd find him under the rim, not because he drove there or he was looking to get there off the bounce or off passes. It was because he had given the ball up and he was relocating for an offensive rebound. Your point guard / power forward center. And he was in there wrestling, being physical, ripping the ball from guys. He was incredibly effective tonight. The 2 steals, there was one where there was a tie-up, and he just said, yoink, give me that. And just big boyed. I want to say it was Landry Shamet. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. But Justice was tremendous tonight. You got to see the weirdness that is Justice Winslow shine. You saw some of the messiness. He did have 3 turnovers. When his usage is spiking that much with the ball, you saw the ball kind of squirt away from him once. You saw him kind of throw a few passes. You're like, maybe not. You probably don't want him running the offense like this all this often, but you see why he's kind of running that second group because he can do some. Josh Hart battled his ass off tonight, 7 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. His turnovers came apart of passing and making passes and asking him to make passes he normally doesn't make. He's good at the drive, dump off, fast break, open lane, seeing passes, creating off the bounce or whipping cross court. Not really his thing. He wound up and just squirted one across the court that hit Shaedon Sharpe, in the hands kind of, but went flying out. Just a tough pass to handle. You don't get mad at that stuff because you're putting everybody here outside of Jeremy and Nurk really in positions that they're not familiar with regularly. And I thought everybody really acquitted themselves incredibly well. Didn't really talk about Shaedon much yet, so let's get there here. Guy just doesn't look he doesn't look phased. He's completely unfazed when he's out there. I mean, that layup is going to get all the love, and it should. That was 0.1% athleticism in the NBA to jump in the air, split 2 defenders in the air, bring it around and through up on the other side the way that he did. That is truly incredible. Shaedon Sharpe is good for one holy crap moment every single night, and he's 19 years old. I thought defensively he was probably on the right page 75% of the time, 80% of the time. Pretty spot on the off-ball stuff. On ball, I thought he only really had 2 times where he was maybe got a little lost on what he was supposed to do. I thought the Blazers did a very good job of switching their coverages to 3-3-2 zone. They didn't go into a lot of full court stuff or even 3-quarter court pickup because, well, the Suns have Chris Paul, and you extend your defense out that far, that man will kill you. I thought that was a really nice adjustment from Chauncey tonight of not trying to overpressure, one, because it's Chris Paul, 2, because your guys are tired, because you're running a shorter bench. Just little things like that from Chauncey, tremendous tonight. And again, I want to give Chauncey some love. Chauncey is pushing all the right buttons, playing Jabari tonight, starting Justice. I thought maybe he'd start Keon. But Justice makes sense because you got to protect the ball. Chris Paul sees Justice out there and he's like, I don't want to run into this guy. He's a barrel-chested monster. He's going to hit me if I try to go for this steal. Like, that's a real thing. Keon, he's like, num, 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 num. Second-year player? Not sure, but probably looked at me as a guy he looked up to playing basketball. I'll go after that guy. But Chauncey's pushing all the right buttons. He pulled Nurk. In the first half, kept Dirk's minutes down to 25. That's not the 35 he played against Memphis. And it's not like Ayton didn't play. Ayton played 30. Ayton was in foul trouble and he still played 30. So, but Chauncey tonight, pushing all the right buttons again, riding Jeremy when he was hot, riding Nurk when he was hot in the fourth quarter. Nurk had a couple possessions in a row. Boom, 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 boom. Effective finishes around the rim. Kept Keon in there, even though he wasn't shooting well, but stuck with him because of his effort and his intensity and spreading the floor and a willingness to shoot and making the right decisions. That's all the stuff that matters. That's the stuff that matters. It's a tremendous win. It is a tremendous win for the Portland Trailblazers tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, I would imagine, listen, nobody wants to lose, and I'm not expecting them to go out there and just fall apart. Number one, winning both these games is always very difficult, whether you're the home team or the away team. These almost always get split. Always get split. At the same time, I don't think that the Blazers are going in there and they're going to – they've got four more games after tomorrow's game on the road. So I don't think it's something they're going to sit there and hammer about, you know, how many minutes guys are going to get and really push after it. But you never know. You never know. They may get greedy. Here's the thing. They just split the season series with the Suns. They don't. They play them four times this year, right? Now I'm questioning. I gotta double check that one now. I think they were on the schedule four times. If not, they just won the season series from the Sun, and then it gets dumb. That could be something that actually matters. Doing this live is always very, very good. It's good streaming. The Portland Trailblazers just took the season series from the Suns. Huh. Good. Go ahead and tweet that out real quick. Won the season series with the Suns. Useful. There you go. Useful. But this is what the Blazers have coming up. And again, for anybody who's coming in here late, I don't think Anthony will go tomorrow. I don't. Coin toss on Dame. Better than coin toss on Trenton. And as far as GP2 is concerned, again, I'm going to still... I'm going to smash my gobble, gobble, gobble Thanksgiving button. Until he's back sooner than that, I'm just going to believe that it's going to be around Thanksgiving. If he comes back earlier, awesome. Awesome. Would love it. Absolutely would love it. But I'm not going to fight against it, not going to argue with it. As far as what's going to come out of it. But man, this is fun, isn't it? Everybody, for so long, you know, I got hit with the pessimist, you hate this team. Listen, man, you give me fun stuff to talk about, I'm going to talk about the fun stuff. This is fun. Enjoy this. We don't know when this is going to go away. We don't know how this is going to change. We don't know what's going to come out of this. Enjoy this. Enjoy this. I mean that so, so much. It's so much fun because this team is so much fun. Again, another night where the Blazers get a truckload of points in the paint. They don't rely on the three-point shooting. They took 23 threes tonight. Again, I'm going to do something. No, I'll do it later. It'll take me a little while to whittle it down. I bet you, outside of last year's, you know, tank team, the Blazers haven't taken less than 24 threes in probably 6 or 7 years. They took 23 threes tonight and won a game, playing a different style of basketball where they got outshot at the free throw line 21 to 15. Instead, they beat them on the glass. They beat them in assists. They matched them in turnovers. 35 points off the bench. But they beat them by 12 in the paint. It's crazy. They found a way to beat a very, very good team at home shorthanded. I don't know if I'm adjusting expectations yet. It takes me a lot. It does. It takes me a lot to adjust expectations for a season. I think I'm going to move up the Christmas time probably to closer to 20 games, maybe as close as the end of this trip. If they win this road trip, if they go 4-2, hell, they go 3-3 on this trip while being shorthanded, I think you probably have to start at least considering the idea of this being a 6 seed, if you haven't already. I don't think they're above that quite yet. But that's pretty clear of where they're from. And I've seen this in the chat. I've seen this on Twitter. I've seen this everywhere tonight. Brandon and I hit on this so much. Brandon says what's up, but he's watching the Beavs game. We hit on this so much, and we kind of got, you know, told we're carrying water. We just hated Neil. That part's true. sorry, I'm going to throw that out there. But the vibes are good. You look around the NBA right now. The Lakers, even though they're like quasi not sucking now, vibes are not good. Obviously, the Nets are in shambles. The Celtics are still dealing with whatever as it pertains to Ime. The Hornets had, what, 3 players arrested in the last year with Miles Bridges pleading no contest yesterday. Miami's still not rolling. The Warriors are struggling. The Kings are still the Kings. This is... The Blazers are in a... The Spurs, Jesus. This team is looking pretty good. But they're still players away. They are. That's okay. But this was the question that I had when Joe made the trades. This was the risk that I asked for. Take a big swing and see what happens. I mean, we had Joe on the show 2 weeks ago, and even he was very much downplaying this season, the expectations, where they were, how they looked during preseason. But the one thing he did say is, we've looked way better in camp and in practice than we have on the floor. I don't know if it's going to translate or how soon it's going to translate, when it's going to translate, but we've looked very good in practice. And I saw a lot of people laughing at that, and even I was kind of like, no, I mean, I bet. I mean, everybody looks good in practice. Well, that's not true, because I've seen some teams that look bad in practice. But there was some truth to that, and that's the thing is, I think we're reaching the point where Joe should be getting the benefit of the doubt with this stuff when he says something, because everything he has said, he's backed up. He hasn't blown smoke just to blow smoke. He has said where they're short, they're short. Where he said where they're good, they're good. He said they're going to take big swings. They're going to get bigger, stronger, longer, more athletic. And he's followed all that up. So the Blazers are in a good spot right now. The good news is they get back on the horse tomorrow night against the Suns. Again, shorthanded, but you've already got one in your pocket and you've already won the season series against the Suns. And Hookham points out something great here, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this. The absolute joy, jubilation, love, brotherly connection in the post-game show with Jeremy Grant and Brooke. The whole damn team out there giving him all of the love shows you everything you know, need to know about this team right now. They are in a great spot. They are in a great spot. All right, we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thank you all so very much. Brandon will be on the post-game show when we go tomorrow night. Again, he's watching the Beavers game right now. We will again have the live watch party. I think we had about 100 in there tonight. Come watch it again. Become a member. Like, rate, review, subscribe. Help us grow the show. You can find us on social media at Danny Marang, at Brandon Sprague, at Jack Ramsey's. You can find Brandon every morning, 6 to 9 on 1080 The Fan with his partner, Dirt. You can find me, noon to 3, my partner, Dusty Hera, both on 1080 The Fan. Email the show, jackramsey@gmail.com. And again, thank you all so much If you're watching live or if you're watching on the replay, please click subscribe. Help us grow the show. We continue to grow. We just had our literal best month of Jack Ramsey's, and I hope we continue to have that each and every single month, that every month is better than the last. So, again, thank you all so, so, so very much. Y'all take care. Have a
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.